بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الحمد لله الذي يؤمن الخائفين وينجي الصالحين ويرفع المستضعفين ويضع المستكبرين ويهلك ملوكا ويستخلف آخرين. نحمده ونسبحه ونقدسه على آلائه ونعمائه، ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، إلها واحدا أحدا فردا صمدا قيوما، وأن سيدنا محمدا عبده ورسوله أرسله بالهدى ودين الحق ليظهره على الدين كله. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك وترحم على محمد وآل محمد كأفضل ما صليت وسلمت وباركت وترحمت على إبراهيم وآل إبراهيم في العالمين، إنك حميد مجيد. وصل اللهم وسلم على جميع الأنبياء والمرسلين والأوصياء والصديقين وعترة نبيك الطيبين الطاهرين وأصحابه المنتجبين ومن تبعهم بإحسان وإيمان إلى يوم الدين. عباد الله، أوصيكم وأوصي نفسي بتقوى الله ولزوم أمره. قال الله تبارك وتعالى في كتابه الكريم: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ومن يتوكل على الله فهو حسبه، إن الله بالغ أمره، قد جعل الله لكل شيء قدرا. صدق الله العلي العظيم. One of the narrations of the eighth Imam, الإمام أبو الحسن علي بن موسى الرضا عليه الصلاة والسلام, explains the meaning of iman and faith. What is faith? He says الإيمان على أربعة أركان. Faith has four foundations. Faith stands on four pillars. One of these pillars we're going to speak about today. التوكل على الله, that is the first pillar. The second one, الرضا بقضاء الله. The third one, التسليم إلى الله. The fourth one, تفويض الأمر إلى الله. Each one of them requires some time to delve into and reflect upon. But let's spend some time, few minutes with you today, my dear brothers and sisters, in faith, on this holy day, on this holy hour of Friday. Let's spend some time to reflect on the first one. What is a trust? What do we mean by trust? To have faith in God, to have a trust in God. This is the most important foundation of faith. Without it, faith cannot sustain itself. It cannot stand. It cannot continue. Faith, trust. My friends, this life revolves around trust. This life is about trust. This life depends on trust. Look at yourself. If you don't trust your car in the morning, if you don't trust your vehicle, would you go to work in the morning? Because you have a trust in this vehicle. In his cockpit, a pilot, if he does not trust his airplane, would he fly it? And he has a responsibility of taking care, protecting the lives of 200, 300 passengers. He wouldn't, because he trusts. He trusts the airplane. He puts his faith in it. A farmer, would he trust his land or not? If he does not trust the land he's working on, he's not going to waste his energy, his time. He's not going to throw the seeds into this land, but because he trusts that these seeds are going to turn into fruits in a few weeks or a few months or a few years. So he has a trust. The teacher trusts his students. They are learning, they are excelling. If he doesn't have that faith in his students, he is not going to go to the classroom. Same thing with the student. If the student does not trust his teacher, doesn't have faith in his teacher, then why wasting time? The surgeon in the operation room in the theater, if he does not trust his skills, his expertise, his knowledge, his learning, his education, and the tools and the machines he's working with, can he dare open the skull of a person and operate on his brain? He wouldn't do that unless he has a trust and he has faith. Same thing with the soldier in the forefront, in the battlefield. He has a trust that he is going to succeed. Otherwise, he becomes timid and fearful, and he would not move forward. So God made a trust something important. You trust your children. You trust your wife. You trust yourself. You have to have faith in yourself. Trust means that I do my part, I do my job, I prepared myself, I believe in myself, I believe in my potentials, I believe in my energy, I believe in my talent, I believe in my intelligence, I believe nothing is impossible. And the second part, I go to God, I ask God's guidance, God's precision, God's help, that God watch over me. I'm going to take off with this project. I'm going to embark on this mission. But I want you to watch me from above. Supervise me. Hold my hand. If I'm about to do a mistake, then you are there. I know you are there. You are watching. You're going to interfere. You're going to help. This is the meaning of tawakkul. This is the meaning of having faith and a trust in God. The second meaning of a trust in God is that we should not live our entire life in fear, anxiety, in worries. Don't worry. Don't worry too much. Worrying about everything is not healthy, is not helpful, is not encouraging, is not benefiting. It's very detrimental. Don't worry. Put your trust in yourself, put your trust in your Lord, and move forward. And be optimistic. And you have to have faith and trust that tomorrow is going to be better than today. Next week, next month, next season, next year, next term is going to be much better. This is how you help yourself to carry on. To carry on your mission in this life. So say no to hesitation. Say no to fear. Say no to bad dreams. Say no to bad thoughts. Don't allow evil thoughts to penetrate your mind. Keep your mind healthy. Keep your mind strong. Do not let fear overtake your life. We live in a very difficult circumstances. If you allow fear to overtake you, your immune system is going to be weakened. And you're going to contract all sorts of diseases, all sorts of viruses. Health comes from yourself, from within, my friend. Health is not provided first and foremost by the healthcare workers, by doctors or nurses or physicians. Keeping yourself healthy comes from you, from within. This is your responsibility. It begins with you. The journey begins, the journey of health and care and strength begins with you. Begins with your immune system. You have to send messages, positive messages to your immune system. I'm healthy, nothing wrong with me. So what if I catch cold? Not a big deal. But since I am taking care of myself, mentally and physically, I'm going to be safe. Don't keep saying, what if, what if, what if, what if. These what ifs is going to overwhelm you with fear, with anxiety. You need to have a peaceful sleep. Put your trust in God. The Prophet said to Imam Ali when he was traveling, at that time, there were enemies in the desert, there were beasts, wild animals, there were highway robbers, thieves, criminals, all sorts of dangers, even thirst and hunger. They could die of thirst in the wilderness of the deserts at that time. They could get lost in the desert and they can't go back home. So the Prophet said to Imam Ali, "Ya Ali, I'm going to teach you the best of protection. Once you read this verse, put your head on the pillow and don't worry about anything and enjoy your sleep. Sleep in peace." And that is Ayatul Kursi. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الله لا إله إلا هو الحي القيوم لا تأخذه سنة ولا نوم له ما في السماوات وما في الأرض من ذا الذي يشفع عنده إلا بإذنه يعلم ما بين أيديهم وما خلفهم ولا يحيطون بشيء من علمه إلا بما شاء وسع كرسيه السماوات والأرض ولا يؤده حفظهما وهو العلي العظيم. Period. It ends here. Because it's called ayah, one verse. Now some people continue, لا إكراه في الدين قد تبين الرشد من الغيب. But the original verse is only one. And then sleep in peace, don't worry. That's it, you did your job. You safeguarded yourself. You took the necessary precautions to protect yourself. Then leave the rest in God's hand, and God's hand are very safe, and God is not going to let you down. God is not going to disappoint you. Oftentimes we don't trust God, my friends. This is the problem with us. Why do we have weakness? Why we have fear? Because we don't trust God. Though we pray 5 times a day, and we fast, and we read supplications, but still, this trust is not that good. It's not a full trust. God says, I require full trust in me. Once you do your share on earth here, do what is necessary to do, don't disobey, don't revolt, don't be sarcastic about these measures, don't take them lightly, take them serious to protect yourself. Leave the rest with me. Put your trust in me. وَمَنْ يَتَوَكَّلْ عَلَى اللَّهِ فَهُوَ حَسْبُهُ. God is going to be sufficient for him or her. God is going to be sufficient. حَسْبُهُ. God suffices you. إِنَّ اللَّهَ بَالِغُ أَمْرِهِ قَدْ جَعَلَ اللَّهُ لِكُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدْرًا. Everything in this universe has a measurement. We are watching it closely. We are monitoring it. Nothing is out of control. If governments and superpowers cannot control, that does not mean that God cannot control too. God is the real governor. God is the real king. God who is really in charge. God is the one who does not sleep. God is the one who has no error and no mistakes. So put your trust in him and go forward. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. والعصر إن الإنسان لفي خسر إلا الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات وتواصوا بالحق وتواصوا بالصبر وصلى الله وسلم على سيدنا محمد وأهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين.